Algonquin, sick person, 905, Tamarack Drive, 143, and 153, 2, time 08. Huntley, sick person, 13,432, Morgan Way, 953, 2, time 028.
953, message received.
Crystal Lake, chest pain, 7203, Talon Street, 343. And 353,
2,
time
210.
CCOM
4353,
Ralph.
Message received.
CCOM 3 by 3 at Fishcraft there.
Message received. Thank you.
CCOM 952 and 942 are en route from Station 2.
Message received. 952 and 942, PD's advising that you're seen secure to.
Message received.
Huntley, sick person, 13,802, Chestnut Lane, 955, 2, time 234.
CCOM, Crystal Lake Ambulance 353 is available. One refusal.
353, message received.
CCOM, Huntley 952, and that's at Huntley Hospital.
952, message received.
CCOM 955 is North Only Hospital.
955, message receipt. Huntley, unconscious person, 10,125, Leopold Lane, 942 and 952, 2, time 618. Crystal Lake, sick person, 1120, Foxwood Drive, 354, 2, time 620.
CCOM 952 and 942 and Route 2.
Message received.
CCOM Crystal Lake, ambulance 354 is about to 1120 Foxwood Drive.
354, message received.
CCOM from Crystal Lake, ambulance 354.
354, go ahead.
Can you go ahead and upgrade for an engine, please, for manpower?
Message received. Crystal Lake, sick person, 1120, Foxwood Drive, 344, 2, time 626.
CCOM Crystal Lake engine 344 is in a route, Foxwood Drive.
344, message received. Huntley, sick person, 13,057 West Wisconsin, sir, 13,057 West Wisconsin Circle, 955, 2, time 633.
CCOM 955, Robert Scott.
955, message received.
CCOM from 344.
344, go ahead.
Can you attach ambulance 353 to this Oxford call for their electric stair chair and additional manpower?
Message received. Crystal Lake, sick person, 1120, Foxwood Drive, 353, 2, time 640.
353 is en route.
353, message received.
344, do you want 353 to come emergent?
You can come non-emergent.
Message received.
CCOM 952 is en route to Huntley Hospital.
952, message received. Battalion 3 from CCOM.
Battalion 3.
I have a Charles Davis outside City Hall for a ride-along.
Message received.
CCOM 955 is going to Huntley Hospital.
955, message received.
Crystal Lake, difficulty breathing, 506, Terrace Drive, 343,
and 351, 2, time 706.
CCOM, you can hold 351, 353, will be en route to 506 Terrence Drive.
Message received, holding 351 and 353, showing route.
351, copy, thank you.
CCOM, 353, has patient contact.
353, patient contact.
CCOM, Chris Lake, Battalion 3.
Battalion 3, go ahead.
I'm in Public Works, you might get a regular line.
Battalion 3, I'm sorry, you're in Public Works, and can you repeat the last?
You might get a burglar alarm from Public Works, that's me.
Message received.
Battalion 3 from 341. Alarm is shut off.
Message received.
Crystal Lake, Hemorrhage, 1478, Briarwood Circle. 354,
2,
time 754.
CCOM, ambulance 354, en route, Briarwood Circle.
354, message received.
CCOM, 354, station contact.
Second ops 5, second ops 5.
You ready to go?
Deegan Crow.
Cameron.
Call. 353 for Battalion 3.
Go for 53.
You get fuel?
Yes, sir.
Alright.
Find a blue piece.
I stopped by the cone course before you leave. That's received.
Round cylinder.
Have it.
Alright. Find a gray. I don't know how to describe it. Hold on. It kind of looks like a D. It's got two holes on it. One cylinder that you're going to be able to put the blue piece through.
Gray piece have a slot for two blue pieces to go inside of it?
One's going to be an open hole. The other looks like it's got small pieces inside of it. The holes are going to be facing opposite ways.
Straight piece?
Yes, it's gray.
Great. Alright, I got the dark gray straight piece. I put the blue piece inside the gray piece.
Yep, slide that blue piece in and the open slot until it hits that little collar.
Alright. I do.
Alright, find a yellow about the same size as the blue piece, but it looks like a plus sign.
Holes for the yellow piece have.
You're going to have to repeat that.
How many holes does the yellow piece have?
The yellow piece is not a hole. It's a cylinder, but it looks like a plus sign. About the same size as the blue piece that you put in.
I got it.
You're going to put that in the other hole of the gray piece. So you'll have the blue piece inside and the yellow piece inside of that gray piece.
I did that.
Alright, next piece has a lift end of it. Piece.
Is the gray piece bigger or smaller than the gray piece that I inserted both the yellow and blue thing in?
It's going to be bigger. You're going to have a plus symbol hole on one side, and then it forms into like a U shape.
Okay, I got it.
Alright, slide that plus hole onto the top of the yellow.
Okay.
So you should have a blue piece laying on the ground, or laying on the table. Both ends are sticking out. It's halfway through. The yellow piece sticking all the way out, and then that U piece slide on top of it.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yep.
Alright, find two of the short red plus symbols.
I got two of them.
Okay, it's going to be the D shape with a hole. You're going to need two of those.
Two of them.
Alright, the holes are going to be face. So, put the two red pieces into the one red piece in each of those small little gray pieces. the open holes out, that the big U should be four holes, right next to the yellow.
Connecting both into the U holes, the U-shaped,
mentioned sticking away out of, and then that the cap that's sticking out will fit into the big U.
Cap that is?
Alright, I gotta find a new one of those small gray pieces. You're gonna put that yellow piece.
Okay. On the opposite end of the shape. Okay, I got that.
Alright, you're gonna install those long gray plus. You're gonna insert that into the plus hole on that top piece.
Okay.
That gray bar goes into that parallel with blue beads. Way above it. So the symbol of a long gray bar, and it forms an L to the blue beads, one side.
The L is for
L in, so the small, should be into the blue, and the top should be possible.
Okay, this is great.
Alright, you're gonna find two gray spindle, top, you're pretty sure.
Four, three holes.
That looks like it, yeah. They should be about half the size of one of the blue pieces. Give or take.
It's got the, space for a plus sign. Okay, I got.
You're gonna put those into the second hole of this small L. So, half the blue, below the big gray cup.
You got on five, pieces of the 2 meters of them.
So you're gonna have two small gray cylinders. They should be about half the size of that blue filter. There's going to be a collar in the middle and a small piece.
One still in 6 4 still for firewood. The flag being tell you with the more occupant. So now for the value 10850.
Alright, and so insert those in the small the bottom hole of the L next to the blue. They're going to be parallel with the blue on the bottom, right next to it.
Right there, right here. Yep, can you hear me?
Yep.
Alright, well, we're going to put the piece that we built place with right now. Alright, put it back.
Alright, you're going to find long, yellow, hole.
I got it. I got him.
Seacom 34 route 354 is in route 451 walking address.
Message received.
Alright, if it's laying facing, so lay it on the side facing away from you, facing to the left.
Okay. You got the tag three.
You got 13.
Take. That means.
Battalion 3.
You count, can you dispatch 344 to that call?
Message received.
I'm going to come by. A blue spindle. You're going to put it on the number 8 hole on the other side of the handpiece. The bottom of the L should be to you. The blue spindle is going to go into number 8. Number 8. The two to the side. So, long yellow piece with the two bright, long yellow piece with the two canvases should be sticking to your left. When it's in your left, you're going to put the L-shaped belt into number 8. The blue spindle will retain of number 8 on the right side. Okay. Here's your L-shape trying to go in. So that blue spindle made over a small ring where hand is in all your... Wait, sorry, I just hit. Is in the bottom of... that one, not that. Okay, are the short... The short ones of the L, are those facing the long O? The one O? Okay, the O should be facing you, and you have the long yellow piece still facing you. Your right, your pin to your left. Alright, next you're going to find two short spindles.
Become 354 has station contact.
Then you're going to have a long gray piece. It's got rings on the outside.
54 patient.
It looks like the plus sign of that blue will go into the gray piece. So the
is this a straight piece?
Yes, it's a straight piece. It's got gray. It's a gray piece. It's got ring on the outside, and it will have a plus hole in the middle.
I got both of those. I got there's two of them. I cut the blue pieces into that gray, but it's right side. Connecting to the L or the long 9-hole yellow piece?
It's connecting to the long yellow piece, hole number 1.
Is it facing on the side where the sand pieces are sticking out, or is the other side where it's just straight?
It's facing towards the side with the L on it. So that should be your right side if you have it oriented that way.
Alright, I got that connected. Is it? It's right next to the pan piece. The hole right next to the pan piece.
Correct. It should be hole number 1. It should be on the opposite side of the pan piece. The pan piece is on the left. The blue and gray piece should be on the right side, hole number 1.
Alright, I got that.
Alright, we pass one. We're going to take over.
Cameron, can you hear me? I'm looking for a brown spindle. It's got a ridge along the bottom.
I got a short one and a longer one.
It's going to go for your or a bucket.
Jay, hold up. 41, stop.
There should be three of these spindles.
Three brown spindles?
One.
Okay, I got one long one.
Perfect. And again, you found the spoke that is supposed to go. There's a spoke slide down it.
Can you repeat that?
It should have a 12 spindle like spoke or rim that's going to slide over that. It's like a gear shaft.
Oh, I got that one.
Perfect. So slide that down out of the shaft.
All right, it's on the shaft.
All right, put that to the side, and we're going to work on a new piece.
Clean up.
There's going to be a yellow piece that has 4 openings on it, 2 across from each other. And those, we're going to slide two little red pieces in each long end of those. The yellow thing looks kind of like a cylinder. It's got two holes on either end, and then in the middle, it's got two holes that are on opposite sides. Is this a flat piece or a cylinder piece? So the yellow piece is a cylinder. Yes. All right, one time. And you're going to find two little red spindles that are going to the long ends of that joint. Now you're going to take this gap that we built, and you're going to apply the yellow piece. All right, I got it down the gear shaft piece. It'll move over the main gear shaft. Is it supposed to cover up the rest of the brown, or no? Is there going to be some brown sticking out?
Yeah, it's supposed to cover up the rest of the brown shaft that's sticking up.
Alright, I got a small gray piece, the yellow piece, and then that gear shaft with the part on the spin on the actual shaft itself.
Yes, that is correct.
It's supposed to go over the original piece of the shaft that's sticking up through the hole. And you should still have the two red ends exposed. I got that.
Perfect.
We're gonna go on to a new piece now. Now we're gonna look for a gray spindle that has a ridge on the bottom of it. And on top of that, we're gonna fly down a four-pointed gear that's going to slide over the top of that.
What a size is that?
In the middle of it, it has a cross, and then or a plus sign, and then it's got four circular points on the outside of it.
What color is it, Tom?
Gray or black? It's a darker color.
Can you repeat exactly what that was? For this gray spindle.
That's a piece that has four circular
points. Is this a D-shaped piece or straight?
So the piece that you're looking for that's going to slide down is going to look like a four-pointed gear that has little corners on it. So it looks like it's going to slide down. It'll be two ways to... Once you're done with that, you're going to find a really small sleeve that's going to slide over that shaft.
Small piece. I got the small glass piece.
You're going to find this on the previous piece that has the four of that and another shaft as well. Yellow shaft, another one that is.
Alright, I got that.
And then you're going to slide that yellow piece down the shaft that you just built with a four-pointed cross.
Can you repeat that?
You found the yellow piece that has the four openings on it, right?
Correct.
And you two longer shafts inside the longer ends of that yellow piece, correct?
Yes, I did.
Now you're going to take that bigger yellow piece with the holes in the middle and you're going to slide it down the shaft that you just created with the four points, the black piece.
Okay, I got the, on the shaft, I have the, little wheel looking thing, I have the black sleeve, and then I have that yellow, piece that I just made.
Perfect, and you should still have a little bit of shaft sticking up?
Yep, just a little bit.
Perfect, now you're gonna go back and grab a piece that we made three pieces ago, that has that 12-pointed gear on it, and then you're going to slide that longer shaft, that sleeve, over the remaining portion of shaft that's sticking up. The order of building together should be on the bottom is the four-pointed cross with a little black sleeve with a yellow piece on top of that, with a gray sleeve with another yellow piece on top of that, and then the 12-pointed gear shaft on the top.
So I'm trying to connect the two crosses together, so the two gear shaft things that we made. I have the, I'm going to start with the wheel looking one, so I have the wheel on the bottom. I have the sleeve. I have that yellow piece with the yellow sticking out. And on the brown gear shaft, I have the small gray piece. On the yellow piece with the red thing sticking out, and then I have that gear shaft looking thing.
Perfect. Put those two together.
Is there a piece that I need to connect? Because at this moment, it's just the two crosses pieces that will not connect anywhere.
should still have a little bit of shaft sticking up from the bottom piece.
Battalion 3 from 341, security alarm set.
Hey, if you got.
What's our progress on that, bud? Did you figure it out?
The battalion have that, single-stay office and then the front place.
That sounds correct.
And then on the, I have wheel, one base and the yellow helmet, right?
That is correct.
And the both of these pieces, when they connect, they're locked in.
Repeat that last thing.
When I connect both of these pieces, it's going to be, well, I have the black wheel on the bottom, and then that gray spindle-looking thing on top of them.
That is correct.
Algonquin, Wiretown, 44, James Street, 181, 2, time 8:59.
Tom, what do you want, Bill?
181, message received.
They got 181.
181.
Is the driver of the truck still in his vehicle?
Our caller said that they looked like they were out of the truck. There was no arcing, anything like that. The caller was a resident at 44 Jane Street. She's just looking out her window.
81 copies, thank you. See, I'm wondering when that scene. We have a garbage truck with its bucket up, touching the electrical line. We've got investigated.
181, message received.
See, guy, do you have a comment responder to think?
Message received, calling comment.
CCOM from 181.
Hey.
We're also going to have communications involved in this, so Comcast as well.
Message received.
I do got a poll number for you when you're ready.
181.
Poll number is 412-334-098, and this is a poll to home.
Message received.
You can start whenever you're ready, Brown.
All right. Stage number one, two pieces. They need a black piece and a blue piece. So the black one is, looks like a strut piece. It's got a circle on the top, and then the other side should be open. Should have a plus mark on the top as grooves.
Roger that. And what's the blue piece look like?
It's an open hole. All through.
Roger, that's complete.
Alright. Number two. You need... It's one piece. It's yellow. And it looks like a plus. And that goes through the plus side of the black piece.
Roger, complete.
Piece number three is another black piece, and it's like a U-shape with a plus in the hole.
I forgot it.
All right, that piece will slide over the yellow piece that was in the other black piece.
Complete.
All right, now we're going to four. Make sure that U-piece is opposite of the other black end.
That's correct. 180 degrees, so when you put it together, it's 180 degrees away from the other piece.
Thanks.
Go ahead and put your mask on.
Alright, got your mask on?
Alright. Number four, I need a red piece, two of them. And they should have a plus, they're plus signs. And two glasses, just like the first. You got those four pieces, two red and two of the black, like the first piece that we put together. Alright, so, with those red pieces, just like we did with the yellow pieces, and I got the red pieces. Alright, perfect. Now, on each side of the U, the red pieces will go in on each other side, with the open holes pointing down for the blue pieces.
Say that again. So I got the red pieces through the black pluses, two of them, and they're going to go onto the blue pieces of the first piece or a separate piece?
Okay, I got it.
Alright, so we can move on to the next. Alright, you ready for five? Are you completed with step four?
I believe so.
Alright. You'll need that long dick. The key that is, looks like a T double. It's a T, looks like a T with all the bunch of cuts on them. That's line T.
Alright, well, pieces I have that are black have
181.
Roger, you can.
Do you have the complete?
Both ComEd and Comcast were notified. Comcast phone on there is 13 minutes each.
Anyone copy? Thank you.
Four round circles. That's a T shape. I have one that looks like a trailer hitch with a diesel bottom and a ball on the left side. I have one that looks like some sort of weird door handle with a circle pass through and then T's on either side of a flat.
Alright, so let me try to explain. Do you have the long black plus piece? Same size as the long yellow piece.
I have. That's the first mention of yellow pieces.
No, I don't need a yellow. I need a long rod plus piece. You have that? Silver, actually.
Yeah, I got nothing plus shape for black pieces. Oh, and it's about 2.5 long.
My bad. So, it's a silver piece, a rod. Looks like a plus. The same length and size as the yellow piece.
Yeah, I got three gray ones. They're a little longer than the yellow, but I do have three gray ones.
Alright, I need one of those, and then you're going to put it through that black piece that looks like a T. On the top part of the T, on the bottom part of the T, that goes down to the yellow piece.
Alright, describe the yellow piece for me.
Yellow piece should be in your hand. That should be the one that we already put together with that the U went on top of.
I got it.
Yeah, so the black piece will go on top of the yellow rod that's, or on top of the U, but goes over the yellow.
Yeah, I got it.
You want to move on?
Sure.
Alright. Six. You need two yellow pieces that look like an L.
That's what we got. They're yellow, but what shape are they?
They are an L. L's and Larry.
That's cool, I got them.
Alright. So, the bottom part of the L, for you, would be facing, the L would be facing backwards. The bottom part will go on to the blue. And then the top that should have a plus, go on to the silver rod. And it'll be on both sides. So the two go on side, one side.
Alright, I think I got it.
Alright, step seven. Two bolts there. John, I think I'll just grab. Evan. Looks like, and put this for the wheels. So you have a funnel, and then into the bottom of the yellow L. It looks like a dumbbell, this thing. But they're pushing it on the bottom of the L's, right by the blue, if you're looking at it. On the back side of the L's legs.
got it.
You said you got it?
Yep.
All right. Two more steps. I need a long yellow piece with a bunch of holes in it.
Got it.
And then you're gonna have two. I think they're yellow. Peach, tan. They're tan. And you should have two of them. Got those two. It looks like the black piece you had, but the one side is a little bit longer. It looks like you have blue piece, but they're tan.
Alright.
So, from each side, so count the second hole from the left and the second hole from the right side and put those in.
Got it.
Alright. Last step. Now, you're going to take that piece with the long, on peach-looking straight pieces. Make sure they are pointing outwards away from your body. And then you're going to hook that piece to the lower L-shaped yellow into the blue piece. And make sure it is elongated out toward your left. I'm trying to figure out. Hang on. Alright. So you got the yellow piece with the peach stick sticking away from your body, correct?
Yep.
Alright. Take the other piece that we put together with the L's and the peach, tannish piece, all the way on the right. Stick it into the blue of the L bottom, and then that black piece will be
okay, we failed this experiment because I have no exposed blue pieces.
Yeah. Alright. So, you know the one we just built? Not the long yellow piece, but the other hub. The other one. Yeah. So, take that piece and the black piece on the bottom of the L is going to go in the first hole of that long yellow piece.
That's done.
Alright. First one we did. And long silver piece. And all the side and the rest of it. The dark gray piece.
A piece that looks like a wire crisp. Or I have one that has two plus signs and a hole in the middle.
The wire crimp one, perfect. Good description. Then take the two blue pieces that have the plus sign, and stick them in on each end.
Alright.
You're going to take that piece and put it into the long yellow piece full all the way to the left open slot. You should sit and point it towards the opposite of the peach pieces. So it should be pointing on the other side of it, of that long yellow, in the first hole.
It does.
All right.
Test. Don't forget to cough. Either way. Thank you, there. Matt, but...
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, step two now.
Yeah.
We need two pieces. One is a black piece, and it's got two holes in it on different axes. One is an X axis, one's Y, and one's a plus sign, one is just a circle.
Let me know when you got that piece.
Got me.
All right, now we need a blue piece that will fit into the circle. It's about an inch long, and it's got a stopper on one third of one side of it.
Got it.
All right. Put the length of it through the circle of the black piece.
Good to go.
All right, you should have a little bit of that blue sticking out both sides.
Yep.
All right, next up is we need a yellow piece. That is a plus sign that's about an inch long.
Okay.
That's going to go on the plus side of the black piece. Just one third of it in, two thirds of it.
Copy. And have the other side left.
All right, and just so we stay on the same page, make sure the yellow is pointing up away from the table. The black piece sitting flat on the table.
Okay.
Alright, step three. The piece we need is a gray piece. It's got a plus side, and then it's got like a U with two pluses on either side of it.
Got it.
Alright, you're going to put the eyelet on top, that plus sign, over the yellow piece, and you want the U pointing away from the blue piece. And you're going to push it all the way tight against that bottom black piece.
All good.
All right, moving to step four, going on air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
All right, help me make this finish out. We're doing it.
Huntley, sick person, 12,556 Bowden Street, 12,556. Roden Street, 9:55, 2, time 9:39.
Alright, for the next one, we're going to need two red pluses and two of those black pieces from step one.
Like the trusses that are like a roof, almost?
Yeah, the two red plus ones, they're like a half inch long, and that's just a plus thing.
CCOM, 9:55 is route from station 5. 9:55, message received.
I got two of the yellow, and then two of the black.
Those buttons should be red.
Alright.
Well, two little red buttons, then the two black pieces.
Got it.
Alright, you are going to put the red buttons into the plus side of the sides of that U piece, so half of them are sticking out each side.
Good to go.
Okay, now take those left pieces, and you're going to put the washing barrel part. Sorry, the smooth barrel part is going to be horizontal.
What am I putting these pieces onto?
She got point 81.
The red plus side.
181.
No, I had this everyone available.
Okay, so I have
181 message received.
Is hanging out each side. Thanks, too.
Oh, those red pluses are going to go into that gray piece with a U on it. On each side.
Speak on 151. Okay. Does the circle piece that has the hole in it, does that go towards the U? Or towards the blue.
151.
Can you punch a ticket for Algonquin and pie it for a rear end collision?
That black piece should be pointing down with the smooth barrel part horizontal.
151, Algonquin and pie it for, what was that?
MVA with rear end collision.
Injuries, anything like that?
Okay. Oh, everybody's self-extricated in ambulatory.
Okay. Okay, moving to step five. We need a gray rod. That's a plus sign. And then a black piece. That's kind of like a differential. It's got a plus sign going in one way and perpendicular, another plus sign.
All right, what's the first piece I have, the differential-looking piece?
And green, and it's a plus sign. It's a plus sign.
Okay, is it like a male plus, or is it a female plus?
151 from CCOM.
Go ahead.
Just confirming that you're on scene. Is that correct?
Okay. That is correct. Hang on, I got to see.
Chief, I'm from Battalion 1. Battalion 1 is on the scene. We got a three-vehicle rear and side accident. Minor to moderate damage. Everyone appears to be ambulatory at this time. I'll have Algonquin Road Command.
Message received. The tones will go off. And
all right. Take the male plus piece and send it through the differential piece so that differential piece
yes,
is
thank you.
Halfway right in the middle of that gray piece.
Algonquin. Motor vehicle accident. West Algonquin Road and Payette Road. Battalion 1, 181, and 151, 2, time 9:45.
Okay, and just so we have it, we're on the same page, the differential piece is like a bigger plus, but it has like four arms that come off that have holes in it.
Negative. It is two female pluses just perpendicular to each other.
181 from Algonquin Command.
Correct, man.
I need you to pull in behind the ambulance, block to your right, slow this traffic down, please.
Anyone copy behind the ambulance?
Okay. What side am I putting the gray piece into?
Alright, so you can step off, differential plus the piece where you can pass all through, and there's a single plus asset. You want to put the gray piece all the way through the female button.
Alright, and through with half the gray on each side. What was that, Trevor?
Alright, that should resemble a T.
It does.
Alright, Dave. And that female plus is gonna go on top of the yellow plus. And you want that gray, the male plus sign, parallel to the blue piece. Okay, next step. We need a yellow L with four smooth L holes and a plus sign. Two L. And there's four vertical spots. And for those, because you're looking at it like an L, all on the vertical, do the plus signs.
Alright, two yellow ones.
Alright. You're going to put those on with the female plus going over that male, the gray male plus sign from the previous step. And it'll go down and the L will go onto those blue pegs at the bottom.
Alright, we're good.
Crystal Lake. Difficulty breathing. Crystal Pines. 335. Illinois Street. 341. And 351. 2. Time 9:50.
That piece of the red is inside and is facing downward.
Okay. I need two black pegs for emergency. There tags. Like a stopper in between, so I'll pick out halfway in, halfway out. That's two of them.
I got those. Is done.
Alright, next step. We need a long yellow piece with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Got it. Seat down from
955.
Got it. We're in route down the hospital.
CCOM from Algonquin Road Command. Can you dispatch us another ambulance, please?
955, message received. Algonquin Command, dispatch another ambulance.
Done.
Okay. Now take that long yellow piece and make sure those tongues are pointing away. and those, the entities that hold us.
Algonquin, motor vehicle accident, West Algonquin Road and Payette Road, 152, due, time 9:52.
Black tags with the contact signal away in that.
Seacom from Algonquin Road, command.
Peace, so we made some permanent stuff.
Algonquin Road, command.
You can hold 152, Showman station available. Attach 153, please.
Message received. 152, did you copy?
152 copies.
CCOM engine 341, 351 on the scene. 335 Illinois.
153 upon arrival. Have you parked right in front of Gary's flooring?
341, 351, message received.
Message received, message received.
Ellington. That has pluses on their side. Take the blue cards and put the little plus sign and keep the base and opposite of all the other stuff we built. Put it in the rear pole on the long yellow piece and test.
Very last hole on top or bottom?
That's what I do.
Okay.
Bring it out here.
Huntley, cardiac arrest, 11,217, Donald Drive, Battalion 9, 943, and 952, due, time 9:57.
Go
ahead for 43.
We're at Jewel, we can take that call from you, we're just in the parking lot.
This is received. Thank you.
CCOM copies. 43, am I catching you?
CCOM 981 is going to take that call on Donald in place of 42 and 43.
981, that's received. Calling units of route to Donald. We're having difficulties with the caller, 49-year-old male, not conscious, not breathing. Battalion 9 from CCOM.
Go ahead.
We have a late officer in route 2 in the 90 10.
Okay.
952, just hold the sheet.
CCOM from Battalion 1.
Battalion 1.
Time returning available. 181 is going to remain on scene until the roadway is clear.
Battalion 1, message received.
CCOM engine 341 is available with 2.
341, message received.
CCOM from 353.
353.
CCOM, you're going to receive a fire alarm from Crystal Lake Station 3. You can disregard. Do not tone.
Message received and alarm has been received.
Brad from Adrian. Brad.
Is this a circular wheel or a gear?
Message received.
Once you have those two, put the brown stick through the gear.
Brown stick through the gear completed. What color are the three short sticks?
Two short sticks are going to be red.
There's a yellow with.
Correct.
Matters.
Those short lips on the side. Get the brown stick through the stick in the middle. Then try to find a gray brown stick.
Done.
Oh, once you complete that, it looks like a small cross.
A small cross with a black gear on top and two red sticks.
I need you to grab.
I have a gray back hat to keep you from falling off.
Right. Can you go on air, too?
Going on air.
Ready. I will see you. Two exits in the front and then one in the middle, and I can put the two short yellow sticks on the end of the side.
Yellow shadow, a hole in the middle, two yellow sticks on either side.
Now I need you to put the yellow sticks through the base that we built a second ago.
Yes, complete.
Now I need you to put that cross we built earlier with the reds
on the back, the gray shaft to the other shaft that we just built. Now I need you to grab a D-shaped ring with four holes on the sides. Three on the bottom, one's going to be on the right side, and then...
Which side connects to the red shaft?
What was that?
Which side of the D-ring that connects to the red shaft?
The longer side's going to go towards the red side, and then the shorter end's going to go towards the yellow side.
Okay.
Bring the whole Lego set outside towards us. Just what we completed, bring outside.
I think I'm 181.
181.
Transmitted, 181 is going to be available.
181, Mr. C.
I'm finally call it shifted my car.
You're good to go.
Okay. Alright, give me 1 second to figure this out. Alright, so you're going to take the piece that we just built, or the previous crew just built, and you're going to slide the black piece where it's curved down. There's a hole with a cross there. You're going to slide that into the already existing piece.
Where on the already existing piece am I sliding it into?
Say it again.
Do you have a specific location on the already existing piece that should be sliding that yellow cross into?
So you're going to be... You're going to be sliding the piece that exists into the gray cross on the section that already exists. So the piece that they built is going to be sitting vertically with the gears, the four ball gear at the bottom and the multi-gear all the way at the top. So the red should be at the top of the unit, and it should be going into the gray peg.
Okay, got it.
All right, so we're going to look for another one of those, the black thing with a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 holes in it that's curved. There should be another one that exists in your parts pieces, and you're going to slide that on to the other yellow peg where it meets the gray peg also. It should be a mirror of the one that already exists.
Stand by. I'll get ready for the next instruction.
Okay, so we're gonna start building another part of this. So in your parts bin, you're gonna be looking for a yellow rod, and then there's a small black piece that has two holes in it that are 180 degrees off from each other, and the yellow peg is gonna go through the slotted part of that black piece.
Is the yellow peg the like cross-shaped one with the 4 points?
That is correct.
Okay, ready for the next step.
Alright, so you're going to need another... So you're going to turn over 10, and there's a slack piece that fits. The one that fits two of the crosses in it is actually dark, but it's not.
Copy, you want me to put one yellow cross-shaped peg inside the gray piece?
You're going to end up having, so from the last instruction, the small black piece that has one yellow peg through it, you're also going to put this gray piece over the right side of that yellow peg, and then this second yellow peg is going to fill that second yellow hole.
So the second yellow peg is filling the second hole in the dark gray piece, not filled by the original yellow peg in the black piece?
That's correct. You should have two pegs through the dark gray piece, and one of those pegs should be through the black piece.
Okay, ready for the next step?
All right, time for us to go on air.
Briefly, for a quick second before, could you give me a little more clarification on the black piece that we just talked about, should that be going up between the two yellow pegs or down away from the two yellow pegs?
It should be facing off the pegs.
All right, stand by. Going on air.
Hi, I'm on air.
All right, I'm on air. So, all right, so now we're going to be looking for a like black and gray small circular piece from our first gun, and that's going to slide on the second little peg that you put. All right, so it's just, and it's just a cylinder, slides over the yellow, pretty small, maybe an inch wide.
Is it pretty simple in shape? It's just a simple, like, tube shape?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it just a tube shape?
Yeah, so it's a little, like, slide-on piece. Doesn't click on anything.
Understood. Where am I putting that piece?
You're going to slide it over the second yellow peg that you put on.
Okay, so not the peg that is on the third leg.
It should be like the other peg that will go.
Okay.
Alright, so we're going to be looking for another one of those double holes that have the crosses. That's gray. And that's the next piece that's going to slide on. Over those pegs.
The dark gray double cross click piece, is that sliding on both of the pegs or only one of them?
That slides over both pegs.
Yeah, that's alright, there's an answer.
What was that? Alright, so the yellow piece is going to slide on to the two pegs that we just made that whole piece of. In the third, around same the pegs are horizontal. The state and hole, the two holes are there for that.
I think that was in the next instruction.
Alright, we're all done. You can bring it out.
Crystal Lake, chest pain, AutoZone. 6410, Northwest Highway, 343 and 353, 2, time 1041.
TCAM 353 en route, 6410 Northwest Highway.
Message received. TCAM
343. 343. We've restored our alarm at Station 1.
343, received the restore.
Thank you.
You ready, David?
Yep.
All right, here we go. I need you guys to find a gray small pole and a gray piece that's got an opening on each side for a gray pole and then a center hole and insert it on the top gray pole.
TCAM 353 is patient contact.
Can you repeat that?
353 patient contact.
Okay, I need you to find a gray pole, and I need you to find a gray piece that's got a hole in the center facing you, and then a hole on the top and a hole on the bottom that you could put a pole through sideways. Got that?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to stick the gray pole in the top hole.
Okay.
You ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay, now I need you to find a little yellow pole and insert it on the bottom of that piece.
Okay. Go on.
Okay, next, I'm going to need you to find two gray pieces. The top and the bottom that you can fall into is two.
in Tufts.
Okay, we found him.
Okay. So the part without the little bump out is going to go with a bump out facing outward and the on the bottom right above the yellow piece. So put the top part onto the yellow, I'm sorry, onto the gray stick.
One of the bump out or no bump out?
The bump out should end up being facing outwards, but the bump out should be right below the yellow peg on the bottom.
All right, go ahead.
Next, you're going to need to find two blue cylinder pieces. Two blue cylinder pieces.
Okay, I got them.
Those are going to go with little bump out sections on that last piece.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, your next step is to grab the glass piece that the last group built, and we're going to put the two pieces together. So you're going to put the put it so that the rounded part is facing outward, and the center part that they had put on is going to be towards the inward of our piece.
Where do they connect?
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, I'm going on air. But the blue should be on the straight edge on the bottom.
All right, you ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now you need to find another pole and it's a yellow pole.
Looks like a what?
It's a silver, like a gray pole. And right here.
Okay, I found them.
Okay, so you're going to take the gear of that gray pole.
Okay, I got it.
And then there should be two gray small cylinders that you can slide onto each side of the gray gear.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and then you're going to take that pole that we just built, and it's going to go onto the pole unit in the first hole in front of the part with the blue bump outs on it.
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Okay.
Can you repeat that one more time?
We're going to take the gray pole gear thing that we just built, and it's going to go in the hole right in front of the gray piece that we initially built. It's going to go in the hole right in front of that on the bottom of the other piece that they had built.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, then you're going to find a yellow arm, and you're going to attach the yellow arm to that part we just put on, facing the downward swing of the yellow wing.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, then you're going to look for a brown pole. And a gray corkscrew looking piece. Okay, so the gray corkscrew goes between the two pieces inside the opening.
call that's inserted through the back. He's inserted all the way through the back of the piece that we built.
Oh, you were completely broken up.
Huntley, odor investigation, 13148 Farm Hill Drive, 13148 Farm Hill Drive, 945, due, time 1100.
Okay. Well, the gray corkscrew goes between the black piece and the gray piece that we built. You see where that goes? Did you copy what I said?
Yeah, I got it.
CCOM 945 is in a row.
945, message seek.
Okay, and then the brown pole is inserted through the back piece all the way through the corkscrew through the back.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, then you're going to look for a back propeller. It's got four propellers on it. And that's going to get attached on the back side on the brown pole that came through. Did you find it?
Yeah, we found the piece.
Okay, they found the piece, put it on the end of the brown pole on the back of the gray unit.
Stand by really quick.
And you repeat?
Stand by really quick. Okay, next.
Okay, next, you're going to grab another yellow wing and put it on the other side, just like the initial side, and connect it.
Okay, we got it. Okay, we got it.
Okay, now grab the big piece that was put together. We're going to conjoin the two pieces that are left together.
Okay, we got it.
Got the two pieces together?
Yeah, we think.
You got the two pieces together? You have the two pieces together?
No.
You do or you do not have the two pieces together?
Yeah.
There are the two pieces. You might each other. We just built it up in the propeller of the initial unit. And the fire arm. And two down for
Okay, we got it.
Okay, when you turn the knob, does the arm move?
The gears move.
Okay. Bring it on out.
CCOM from 945.
Go ahead.
Gas leak found in the attic. We're going to have to shut off the gas to the house. Homeowner's been advised to have it repaired. Can you clear us of the call on 13148 Farm Hill and punch a ticket for 13158 Farm Hill for another gas leak? And then show 945 on scene. We'll be investigating that house also.
945
Crystal Lake, fall victim, 1566, Autumn Crest Drive, 354, 2, time 1119.
CCOM 354 is en route, Autumn Crest Drive.
354, message received.
CCOM 354 is patient contact.
354, patient contact.
Crystal Lake, sick person. Bigford Assisted Wing and Memory Care, 717 McHenry Avenue, Unit 402, 351, 2, time 1133.
CCOM ambulance 351's en route.
Passenger
6. CCOM 351 has patient contact.
Passenger 6.
Goldman, Harris, 55, 7 State, Unit 218, 142,
152, 2. 142 is en route.
Message received.
Test on Alpha 5.
Okay. Do you have a traffic on?
Barry, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, you're going to find a small blue piece.
Let me know when you find it.
I have a small blue piece that is circular on one side and shapes a plus sign on the other. All right, you're going to take that blue piece and you're going to find a black
No blacks here.
Hold on. You're going to find a black piece that has a hole that's parallel, and it looks like a hole vertical.
So I have a small black piece with two holes. One is a plus sign, one is circular, and they are perpendicular to each other.
Yes, you want that one, and you want to stick your blue piece in the small circle hole.
Copy. Stuck the blue piece in the circular hole. I now have the plus side portion exposed.
And it should be facing upwards, correct?
Copy.
Alright, next step. Step number two, you're going to find a yellow plus sign.
There should be three of them in total. Plus sign rods?
Yes, plus side rod.
Copy. Got three.
All right. You just need one of them at this point, and you're going to stick that in the plus side hole that you had before.
Done.
All right. You're going to find the next piece. It should be black or gray, slightly shaped with a U with the same plus size hole. And for that blue piece, you want to make sure it's about halfway through. Equal parts on both sides.
The yellow or the blue?
The blue should be halfway through, equal parts on both sides outside the hole, and then the plus one, the yellow one, should have that other piece attached to it that I just described.
I changed out my blue piece from the half circular, half plus side to a blue piece that is circular all the way around, and it is through that black piece, equal parts on both sides.
Very good. We're going to go on to the next step, I think.
I also have the dark gray piece that has one end shaped like a U and a plus side on the other end that is attached via a yellow plus rod between the black piece and the gray piece. And I have the pieces oriented in a straight line.
Sounds great. We're going to find the red pluses. They're small. They're about, I don't know, half an inch long. You need two of them. They have a plus sign it.
Copy. Two of them.
All right. And then you should have a black piece, again, like our original black piece that has the plus symbol. Tell me when you have them.
Got it.
All right. You're going to stick the red piece into each side of the top U black piece. Or gray piece, sorry, it's gray.
Red pieces are in.
Go ahead and stick those black pieces on each side.
How should they be oriented?
With the hole, if you're looking at it from the top down, the hole should be on the bottom. The open holes.
Just to clarify, because I'm not sure what the top is. Should they point towards the gray piece, towards the other black piece, or perpendicular to each?
This is how I want you to orientate. When you set this down, I want the blue piece that runs through that collar to be on top of the desk. Let me know when you have it sitting there. And the yellow piece should be up top, pointing upwards on top, through the gray U.
So the U is underneath
the black pants with the blue piece through it?
So the blue piece and the black circle should be on the bottom, and then on top, stacked on top of that, should be the U.
Copy. Done. Now, how should I orient it? These next black pieces.
Can you repeat your traffic?
I have it oriented as you say. Now, how should I install, in what orientation should I install the next two black pieces?
It should be installed with the open circle towards the desk. So towards the bottom.
Understood. Got it. So now the piece, I said, is sitting on all three black pieces.
Correct.
Now you're going to find a black piece. It's going to run upwards with a plus symbol that runs through it. There's a total of three plus symbols on each side.
So one plus piece would go in the bottom, and then another plus piece could go through it to shape a T?
That is correct. You're going to stick that on top of the yellow exposed piece running through the gray U.
Got it. Done.
Make sure it's parallel with the blue on the ground.
Perfect.
Alright, you ready? Are you ready to go? Are you there, Bert? Are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm pushing the button so I can talk.
Alright, you're going to find a gray piece about 2 inches long that's shaped like that plus, and you're going to stick it through the top. We're going to stick it through the top of the T. That's on top of that gray piece that I looked at earlier.
So a long, wavy piece going through. So a long, gray piece that's a plus sign all the way around going through that top piece.
Yes, through the black T on top.
Copy. It's done.
Let me know when you have that completed.
I have solved my radio's having connectivity issues.
Is it the radios with you? Make sure it's halfway through each side, so you have equal pieces of that gray on each side of that T. Next, you're going to find two yellow pieces shaped like a T that have a plus sign. Shaped like an L. L as in lion.
Okay, I have those yellow pieces. How should I install them on the piece?
Hello, Algonquin. Lift assist. 2 Millbrook Court. 2 Millbrook Court. 142. Due. Time 12:40.
Can't understand you. Please say again.
I have the yellow piece.
How should I install the pieces on our build? Alright. You are going to feed those yellow pieces through the top gray and the bottom two pieces that we put in earlier. They should be flush to the T.
So the
142 then route.
142, message received.
Yes, the bottom piece of the L goes into the blue piece, and the top piece fits into the gray. Have you completed the path?
Yes.
All right, you're going to find two small black pieces, probably a half inch wide, with a collar in between the piece.
And repeat yourself.
You're going to look for two black pieces, approximately a half inch wide, with a collar that splits the piece in half.
Two black pieces.
Right.
I have two.
Alright. Where would you like me to put them?
Copy.
Gas complete. this is received, Post 4. You're going to find a yellow piece approximately 2 inches long that has holes running both sides. It's got 10 total holes. 9 total holes.
Alright, I have the yellow piece. Looks like 9 holes.
Alright, now you're going to find 2 beige colored pieces that have a collar on them that are fully circle around. Alright, you're going to pick one side, doesn't matter.
Hold on, who's doing something to me?
Alright, you're going to pick the first one, take a piece in the second hole from the left, and stick it in all the way up to the collar. You want it with the small piece of the collar to go through the yellow hole. Does that make sense?
Let me repeat that.
You want to take the beige piece, stick it in the second hole from the left, all the way up to the collar. Now, the piece you're inserting when it comes to the beige is you want the small side to go into the hole. I was just told only one side fits, so fit the size that fits.
The short end. Alright. I have the short end, short side of the collar in the second hole from the left. I'm giving you a chance to talk so I can communicate back to you.
Well, sorry, I was getting new information about holes and fitting in holes.
Alright, we're good.
From the second hole on the right.
Understood. We're good. Alright, one second.
Get the sound back and some. It has a U shaping U. So, like the opening of that gray U, have that opening facing you.
Got it.
Together, on the left side as it's oriented to you through the same hole that you have the beige piece on.
Keep that out. Tell me one more time.
Crystal Lake, commercial fire alarm, Burger King, 250 West Virginia Street, Battalion 3, 343, and 353, 2. Time 12:48.
Repeat the instructions. Hold on.
All right. Stick it in the hole behind the beige piece on the left side.
I have the 9-piece yellow part. Are you copying my chest?
Alright, repeat your traffic one more time.
Alright, I have the 9-hole yellow piece flipped into the light black prong right behind the left beige piece.
Message received. We're going to go to our final step. Of the snow. You need 2 little blue pieces, approximately a quarter inch long, with a collar in between.
Got it.
After you find those, you need to find a half inch gray piece that have a plus on each side.
Yep, got it.
Stick those blue pieces on each side of that gray piece.
We're in the same direction, right?
One on each side, is that what you said?
One on each side, both going the same direction.
Yes. Okay. Now you're going to take that piece, and you're going to stick it in the last hole on the yellow 9-piece section, have the blue and gray piece towards the middle, if that makes sense.
The 9-piece section of the off.
Alright, you want that piece in the last hole facing the middle of the whole contraction we're making here.
Yeah,
Chris, I can't. Ambulance 353, I'm at Yeah, nothing shown from the single story restaurant on the Alpha Bravo Delta side. We'll be out investigating.
343, message received. Out investigating, nothing showing.
Battalion 3, you can return.
343, 360 is complete. All clear.
343, copy. 360 complete, all clear.
353, you can return to.
That's Chief.
343 from CCOM.
CCOM, do you have traffic?
343, I just received a restore on your alarm at Burger King.
Ready.
Algonquin, fall victim, 1205, Tanglewood Drive, 143 and 153, 2, time 1258.
Alright, got them both. Sounds good. Did I push the brown piece flush with the flower?
Correct.
Alright, go ahead.
Next, you're going to grab both small red pieces and the yellow piece that has a plus sign running through it, as well as a circle. It's got a number 2 on the yellow piece.
Okay, so one yellow piece and red pieces?
Correct.
Go ahead.
CCOM 143 is en route, 1205 Tanglewood.
Insert all both sides of the yellow piece with the number 2 on it. You're going to insert both.
Message received.
Alright, go ahead.
Then you're going to put that down on the brown piece from the first setup.
Good. Alright, we're good.
Now we're going to find a gray skinny piece without a collar on it.
Does it have a plus sign?
Yeah, it's a plus sign.
Is it dark gray or light gray?
Light gray.
About 2 inches long?
Yeah, about 2 inches long. And then you're going to go this black, I don't know what it's called, cross. The plus sign, circles, cross.
4 circles in that thing?
Yes.
CCOM 143 is on page 1205, Tanglewood.
143, message received.
And go on the air now.
Do they have, like, pluses on the end of the... Is it both piece? Has 3 circles?
I need one. Alright, we're back to the flower thing.
To the flower thing that's at the base, with the brown thing.
No, it looks like a sign of a cross with a plus sign in the center, and then 4 circles that come off of it.
Alright, can you just grab it anyway, please?
It's just a black X. It's like the simplest way I could describe it.
Or arm.
One of them out.
One piece is coming.
And they're starting a new setup.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So go back to the first step with the brown piece, and you said a flower, so I mixed up. I'm going to put the gear-like piece, have the brown piece go through that, and then attach the yellow, and then the gray. You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, with the brown piece, that's going to that flower there. It goes to the yellow, 2 red pieces on the side. It goes to the sign, and we have it on the off of it, correct? Okay.
Let's just assign a small black collar piece that's going to slide right down the small A side.
Describe the yellow piece one more time.
So there's going to be 3 separate yellow pieces. 2 of the yellow pieces are 1 inch plus sign, and the center yellow piece is going to be a plus sign running through the middle of it, as well as a circle cut right down the middle.
Okay, so I have 2 yellow pieces with plus signs on the outside and a circle in the middle.
Correct.
Okay, where do those go?
And that piece, when you connect those three yellow pieces, is going to go on top of our last creation, the one with the collar and the throwing star at the bottom.
Okay, I only have two of these yellow pieces that we're talking about.
All right, he's going to confirm that you have all your pieces.
Alright, I have the yellow piece that we have on the bottom, and then I have two pieces that are about an inch long that are plus signs.
The two yellow pieces.
Yes.
Would that be yes?
Yes, the two yellow pieces are inside the number two yellow piece.
Okay, perfect. And then now you're going to slide that circle part of it onto the gray piece.
Okay, we're set.
Is that done?
Ready for the next instruction.
So out of the two creations we have, we're going to slide the empty side onto the gray side.
Alright, we have the two pieces that we've made.
We're going to slide thicker gray side on top of the skinny gray plus side of the other piece.
I'm not following how we're connecting these two.
Hello, Brooklyn. Difficulty breathing. 2595. Harness drive. Unit 3021. 142. And 152. Due. Time 1310.
And the... On the one piece, and then the piece, the second structure, we'll call it, you have a thicker, hollow gray tie.
142 then, Rep.
142, message sheet.
Yeah, I have one structure that we've made so far.
Can you tell me what your structure looks like?
Yeah, so starting with the bottom, the block that goes in, the flower, the 150. And on top of that, we have the yellow with the two reds coming out each side. Then we have the... Then on top of that, we have a plus sign in the middle with four arms coming off of it. And we have a black collar. And then we have a hollow yellow piece with two yellow plus signs going into that with a gray plus sign pointing upwards.
Yeah. And we're going to fit that on our current structure with the top plus sign connecting to the top and the bottom plus sign connecting to the red.
Is this black L structure with the curve, are we using two of them?
Just.
And what are we're connecting it to our structure?
Yes.
How does it connect to our structure?
Plus signs and plus signs. So the yellow is the top and the red plus sign is the bottom.
My yellow and my red are too far apart that it won't connect. What color is your gray piece that is going vertical? Is it a light gray or dark gray?
Yes. Hold up. Well, you should have the flower on top with the brown protruding out of it. Then into the yellow T with the red on each side. And then the thicker gray, and then the followed by another yellow T. And
okay, right now.
So that L piece that I was describing with the rounded size is going to go on. The red is going to be on the top, and the yellow is going to be on the bottom.
So if you're looking at that black piece like an L, the top of the L is going to be with the red cross. And the bottom piece of the L is with the yellow.
Crystal Lake, Small Victim, 454, Golf View Drive, 353, due, time 1317.
Which way is up? Do you want the brown piece facing upwards? Or have the gray piece facing upwards?
The brown piece is going to be facing upwards.
Copy.
353 is en route. 353, message received.
I have a 353 in the tower, so.
Standing by.
Hey, you saw a light over there?
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing, man.
Algonquin, possible stroke. Arden Rose Assisted Living Building 1, 700, East Oak Street, 181, and 151, 2, time
1330. Sit down, 181, they're out.
180, mercy.
Alright, buddy, you ready?
I think
so. Go for it.
Alright, your first two pieces you need are, one is a little black piece that has a circular entrance on one side, all the way through, facing one direction, and then on top of that, or the bottom of that, there is going to be another entrance, which is a plus sign all the way through.
Just need one of those?
Yes, just grab one of those, and then when you have that, let me know, and I'll tell you the next piece to grab.
The piece has been acquired.
All right, your next one you're going to grab is you should have multiple blue pieces. You're going to grab the longest of the blue pieces.
Okay.
Now put that through the circular side of that black piece. And you want to put the end through that has, that is farthest from the lip. You should have the same amount of blue showing at either side when you're done.
Completed.
Next, find a yellow plus sign.
You both have to that blue one.
And it's going to go on the side.
Does the yellow plus sign have a hole through the middle with the two pluses on each side?
It does not. It'll be the other yellow piece that gets inserted into that piece, but not yet.
Can you describe that yellow plus side again?
Take two fingers, put them across from each other like looks like a plus. Now find a stick piece that looks like that, that is approximately 1 inch long.
Okay, the stick piece helped a little bit.
Now, in the back side of that black piece, and insert it far enough down that it's flat on one side and the rest of the yellow is sticking out on the other side.
Okay. Next.
Huntley, sick person, 12,383 Foxdale Lane, 9:55, due, time 13:37.
Next piece is going to be a gray piece that on one end will fit on top of that yellow piece, and on the other end looks like a U-joint.
C-town, 5-3.
9-5-3.
9-5-3 will take that in place of 9:55. Show us around from Station 3.
9-3, messages.
What way is the U-joint facing?
The U-joint will be facing the opposite direction of the blue side.
Okay.
Now insert that onto the yellow piece all the way down.
We are inserted. We can continue.
Now find two more of those black pieces and four little red plus sticks.
Pieces are acquired.
Alright, now take those two red pieces, put one in each of the black pieces, making sure they're flush on one side, and the side that is not flush, insert those into both sides of the U-joint.
The black pieces facing down towards the blue or away from the blue?
Down towards the blue.
They have been placed.
Alright, now go in air.
You can continue.
Let me know when you're on air, we'll continue.
I'm on air.
Okay, now you're going to look for a black piece that has a plus entrance on the top, and on the bottom end, on the opposite end of that, It goes on top of the yellow piece that is still sticking out on top of the wishbone.
Can you say that again?
So you're looking for a black piece. On the top of it, there will be an entrance for where you can put a plus stick. And on the opposite entrance, thing down, you'll be able to insert a plus stick as well. One will be horizontal, the other will be vertical.
Okay, so I'm not placing that piece.
Once you have that piece, attach it to the yellow piece that is sticking out of the top of the wishbone. The entrances should be facing to the left and right of the wishbone. And then you'll insert a long gray plus sign stick. And that stick should be facing the same direction as the blue one. It should be going horizontal.
And have a light green stick through that?
Right. Make sure the same amount of gray outside of the black is.
Okay, you can continue.
Now look for two pieces that are yellow with four holes going up and down and one to the left or right. You can look in the shape of an L. You need two of them. Correct. Now that it is one piece, the L is vertical and going to the left. Okay, so now you're looking for two black pieces that are smaller than the blue one, but smaller. And we're going to insert those into right next to the blue piece on the yellow.
Okay, you can continue.
Now look for the yellow piece that has nine holes and also two tan pieces that would stick into the yellow piece.
Okay. Alright,
if you're holding the yellow piece out in front of you, take both tan pieces, they're both going to be inserted in the second hole from either side. So coming from the outside, count two in, and that's where you insert the tan piece. You are going to insert the smaller end of the tan piece in there so the longer end is hanging out.
Okay, okay.
Alright, now take your area belt with the wishbone away from them. Taking two different pieces, we're going to stick that on the little black piece that we've put in. And now I'm coming over. The blue pieces in there should be lined up with, the one blue piece on the left side should be lined up with the tan piece. When it's attached, it should be able to swivel. The blue and tan are just lined up in the hole. But you still should be able to swivel on that little blast piece. You got that?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, and you repeat asking it now.
Alright. So find the silver piece that has two plus signs, entrances on either side. It is girthier than the rest of the stick pieces. And then insert two small blue sticks that have plus on one side, and the cylinder on the other side, and bring
can you go ahead and be a little bit more specific on the color on those pieces?
Inch one, stick, copier, and move of the instead of it, no signs to see it. No, it looks like a little fuse. You're going to insert the blue pieces into it. Those blue pieces.
Okay, you continue.
Now, take that silver piece and put it on the opposite side of the tan piece with the nine, that's inserted into the yellow piece with the nine holes. It should be on the opposite side of it, and insert one of the blue pieces into that, into the last hole.
Okay, I'm going to need you to find a brown in color That is left side. It's approximately 1 inch in size, and it's got a flat base.
CCAM 953. This tree is going to help me.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to need you to find...
Message received.
What looks like a very small gear in the center of it, and it looks like a plus sign.
Very small.
Correct. It looks, it's black in color, and it looks like chain gear.
Huntley, fall victim. Huntley Springs Retirement Community, 11,700. Samantha Lane, Unit 210, Building A, 955, 2, time 1357.
I should count for
955.
955.
03. Are you good to go?
You're going to take that brown piece that looks like a nail. You're going to put the flat end pointing towards the table, and then the black piece is going to slide down.
Clarification, does the gear go all the way to the flat piece?
That is correct. It goes all the way down to the flat piece.
All right, I'm good. Next up?
Next up is you're going to find two red pieces that are going to have the pluses. Two small red plus sticks. And then you're gonna find a yellow piece with a circle in the middle that goes through. And then two pluses on either end, on both ends.
Okay, I have those pieces.
You're gonna take each of the red pieces and put it in the ends of where the pluses go. And then you slide that yellow piece through all the way, touching the black piece on the brown piece, sticking out. Next one, you're going to find a gray piece. It's going to be thicker, almost like you're splicing a wire. It's going to have pluses on each end where you can go ahead and stick one of the into it.
Yep.
You're going to find a gray piece, almost like a piece where you're going to splice two wires together. It's going to be similar to one that's on your other. It's going to look exactly like that one.
All right, I got that piece.
Longer.
Okay, next step.
You're going to go ahead and you're going to find a gray stick with a kind of similar to the brown piece.
Go ahead.
Slide that all the way down to the flat part of that piece, kind of like what you did with the brown piece in the initial steps.
Can you repeat, what is the black piece going to look like again?
So the black piece, almost like a vert or a sewer pipe, or any kind of pipe, is just going to be pure.
Is it very small, almost like half inch?
Yes, very small.
Alright, please.
Okay, there you go.
Alright, you're going to go ahead. You're going to find two yellow sticks with another yellow piece that we had in the last piece that we put together.
Alright, that's two yellow sticks. And then, are you saying I need the same yellow piece from the last step, the one with the circle in the middle, and two pluses, one on each side?
Alright, that is correct. You're going to take the two yellow sticks and mimic what you did in the last piece that we put all together. The yellows are going to go on the ends, and then you're going to slide that piece, and you're going to go up against the black piece that you already put on.
Clarification, did I need to do anything with the black, small, round, pipe-like piece?
Yes, my apologies. You're going to go ahead and take that one small black piece and you're going to slide it in on that gray piece all the way down. And once you have that piece, and then you'll follow it with a yellow piece, mimicking a yellow and red piece that you have, but with the yellow six and seven.
Alright. So I slid that black small pipe piece down, and then I put the yellow piece with the two sticking out on top of it, and have a little bit of the gray piece sticking out at the top right now.
That is correct.
Alright, we're on to the next
one. For the next one, you're going to go back to that piece that you had already built with the red. You're going to take that piece and the other end of that pipe looking on the piece with the red, and you're going to stick it in on the gray, so it's going to be all one big piece now.
Okay, I completed that step.
Alright, so you should have it almost standing up where the red is at the top point. So the piece with the cross with the four balls should be on the bottom as your base with it sticking straight up.
Alright, I have completed that, yes.
You're now going to look for one black piece that looks like almost a D. A black piece that looks like a letter D.
And that E as in dog?
That is correct. The letter D as in dog.
Okay, I have that piece.
And we're going to take that piece, and the bottom, we're going to call it the bottom, is going to be plus, circle, plus. The circle that is in the corner that goes, the corner of the D that makes the L, that is going to be your inserting piece that goes into the yellow. And the curved portion will be facing away for you as you put it in into the yellow slot.
Alright, I've inserted that letter D piece. The bottom part is in the yellow. It needed to go through the red piece at the top.
That is correct. It's going to go through the red piece.
Alright, I've completed that step.
Piece that you just built, and you're going to add it to your original structure that we had. Go ahead and add that. You're going to find inside where that piece comes. We're going to slide it in into the gray piece where it's going to be parallel with the yellow piece.
You're going to have to repeat. Your traffic was garbled.
You are going to take the structure that you just built with the and take the original piece, and you're going to combine it with the new piece that you just built. You are going to slide that piece parallel with the yellow piece and with the gray. If you loop that second piece and the yellow and parallel with the yellow, you're going to switch off your roll to give you more height contribution. If you loop that piece, you can see it on the D. At the front where it goes across the circle, that's going to be inserted with a gray piece on the edge. So the D in the face joint.
Alright, I got it with some assistance.
If we got her, then make sure you're finding out. Okay. We're going to put that to the side. You are going to grab another yellow stick plus. And then the other PC we need is going to be a blackish. It's going to have plus that goes all the way through. And then a circle volley.
Circle is going
under
half of the other.
Okay. And then the yellow set goes through the cross-handed glue. Should then be in the middle of the set.
Just to clarify, it's only one yellow stent and one brass piece, correct? It's not sweet.
Next up, you're going to take another yellow stick, and then you're going to look for a darker gray piece. That's going to have side by side of two pluses where you can stick the stick through.
These
two up there are going to be right next to each other.
I don't have both pieces.
You are going to go ahead and take the yellow stick and about, and you're going to stick the yellow stick through one of the pluses.
Does the yellow stick need to go to the right or the left?
If you are looking at the piece, the yellow stick's gonna go on the left side.
How far does the yellow stick need to go in?
The yellow stick is gonna go in on the left side about a quarter of the way.
Huntley, Jeff Payne, 13,349, Jasmine Lane, 943, and 952, 2, time 1418. Huntley, unconscious person, 5219, Greenshire Circle, 942, and 152, 2, time 1418. Huntley, unconscious person, 5219, Greenshire Circle, 942, and 152, 2, time 1418.
C-count for 955.
955.
We're going to take that place in that call on Jasmine Lane in place of 952. You can show us en route from Smith Lane.
955, that's received route, Jasmine.
61.
942 en route.
955 from 952, what's your location?
We just up Samantha Lane.
Can you show all times by Naples 152 en route and hot lane's frequency?
Omaha 152, that's received.
CCOM from 952.
952.
952 is going to take the call on Greenshire Circle in place of 152. You can return them.
Message received 152. Did you copy? You can describe.
152. Message received.
CCOM from 45.
945.
Can you replace 943 with 945? I'm going to call on Jasmine and show us the route.
CCOM, 952 is en route to Huntley Hospital.
952. Message received.
CCOM, 955 is en route to Huntley Hospital.
955. Message received.
Huntley, sick person, 14,089 Moraine Hills Drive, 14,089 Moraine Hills Drive, 945 and 953, 2, time
1513.
Howling 953, message. Howling 953, Howling 945 information.
953.
Sorry about that. Howling 953 and 945. Our caller's advising you'll have to use the garage code line number 7, and there's a small dog on site that she cannot put away, but it's friendly.
Matt, that counts. Thank you, CCOM.
Hold on, 9. I'll go back here, 953.
CCOM from 953.
Go ahead.
953, we're out to Sherman Hospital.
Howling 953, we're out to Sherman Hospital.
Crystal Lake, difficulty breathing, 1136, Spanglewood Lane, 344, and 354, 2, time 1538.
Again, Crystal Lake.
Go ahead.
Get to 344 and 354 en route, 1137, 36 Sandalwood.
354 has station contact.
Crystal Lake 354, Master.
Crystal Lake, outside fire, 331 Hickory Drive, 341, 2, time 1554.
Speak out from Crystal Lake 3.
Go ahead.
Can you dispatch 343 that calls for 341 available?
Your message received to Crystal Lake 343 to respond. Crystal Lake 343 from CCAM.
Go ahead.
Just confirming you copy the assignment, or if needed, I could issue tone.
We got the assignment. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Crystal Lake Battalion 3, email 354.
Bradford Battalion 3.
Battalion 3, ambulance 354 is en route to Huntley with all four personnel. The engine's on scene still.
I see. Pick up from Battalion 3.
Go ahead.
Battalion 3 is en route to pick up the engine. Settlewood.
Your master's good.
CCAM, Chris, again, 343.
Go ahead for CCAM.
CCAM 331, Hickory is burning within city ordinance. We'll allow them to continue to burn.
Your master's good. Within ordinance, will continue to burn.
Huntley, sick person, Davida dialysis, 10,370, Halbicus Road, 952, 2, time 1621.
CCAM 952, you're off 2. Huntley 952, your message is even right.
Crystal, default, two pops, 49, yellow 8, unit 409. 33,
15, Battalion 3 from 341.
Go ahead for Battalion 3.
We finished the car, just cleaning up right now.
Alright, Master GC.
CCAM 351 is fully by train. CCAM 351 is.
Master GC.
CCAM 343 is staffed by train.
Master GC.
CCAM 343 is there the train. Crystal Lake 343, Master GC.
343 from 351.
Go ahead.
You guys are good to return.
Message received, we'll be returning.
CCAM 952 is in route to Huntley Hospital.
Huntley 952.
Crystal Lake, fall victim, Georgia's Pizza, 75, East Woodstock Street, 353, 2, time 1638.
CCAM 353 is en route.
Crystal Lake 353, Mission.
Crystal Lake, fall victim, 4311, East Farrakhan Avenue, 354, 2, time 1639.
CCAM 354 is en route.
Report from Battalion 3. CCAM from Battalion 3. Go ahead.
CCAM, can you use 9352 to Woodstock Street until 353 available?
You said which unit to respond to Woodstock Street, sir?
352 is the respond to 75 East Woodstock Street.
Crystal, do you have a chance?
353 copies. We're available. CCAM, Crystal, can you use 352 on scene 75 East Woodstock Street?
Crystal, 352, Mr.
CCAM, 352 is patient contact.
Crystal, 352, Mr.
CCAM from 353.
Go ahead.
CCAM, can you punch a ticket just for a sick person walk-in, station 3?
Hey, would you like tones for that?
Yes, please. And then if you could also buy PD to respond, it's going to be a minor. We're going to need to get a hold of a parent.
Absolutely, we'll do.
Crystal Lake, sick person. CL Fire Station 3, 844, North Virginia Road, 353, 2, time 1649.
In CCOM, you can punch. We have patient contact.
Your master received. We'll have police around.
CCOM 354 has patient contact.
Chris Lake 354, master received.
Hello, Conquin. Lift assist. 1220 Gaslight Drive. 1220 Gaslight Drive. 142. 2. Time 1756. Hundley, back pain, 10,530, Haverhill Lane, 952, 2, time 1756.
You got that, your message received, sir, en route petition 2.
1.2 is en route.
All count 442, your message received.
Huntley, 952 from CCOM.
What?
Caller's putting away the dog, and I'll let you in.
No, sir, Steve, thank you.
Algonquin, sick person, Osceola driving Cherokee Road, 181 to 151, 2, time 1805.
Take that money on the route.
Algonquin, psychiatric evaluation, the plant of Eastgate, 101, Eastgate Court. Unit 227, 143, and 153, 2, time 1806.
CCOM from engine 142. CCOM from engine 142.
Go ahead, sir.
Can we attach an ambulance line? It's going to be a transport now.
Requesting an ambulance from Master Steve.
Algonquin, lift assist. 1220 Gaslight Drive, 1220 Gaslight Drive, 152, 2, time 1808. Crystal Lake, carbon monoxide alarm, no symptoms. 457 Charlotte Avenue, 344, 2, time 1812.
CCOM, Crystal Lake Engine 344 is en route, 457 Charlotte Avenue.
CCOM 952 is en route, Huntley Hospital.
Huntley 952, that's received.
Huntley, heart problems, 13,918, Shady Lane, 945 and 955, 2, time 1830.
CCOM 955 and 945 on route from station 5.
Call me 955 and 945.
Crystal Lake, psychiatric evaluation, 9405, 176, 344, and 354, 2, time 1835.
CCOM, Crystal Lake Engine 344, ambulance 354 en route, 9405, route 176.
Crystal Lake 44, Crystal Lake, this is for my emergency.
Crystal Lake, difficulty breathing, Bickford Assisted Living and Memory Care, 717 McHenry Avenue, Unit 315, 343, and 353, 2. I'm 1838. Algonquin, lift assist, American Legion, 1101, West Algonquin Road, 181, 2, time 1841.
Hey, Ben, can you attach an ambulance to that call?
Algonquin, 181, that's just...
Algonquin, lift assist, American Legion, 1101, West Algonquin Road, 151, 2, time 1842.
CCOM 555.
How many times have I received?
down. 945 is going to follow 55 for personal.
Hi, 945, Mr. Stevie.
Crystal Lake, Lotiago Accident, Northwest Highway to Spanish Road, Battalion 3, 351, and 51, 2, time 1849.
C-count from engine 341. Do we have any idea how many people are involved?
Let me see if police can give us some more, sir. Stand by.
Nice to see, thank you.
Chris Lake 341 from C-count.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, two involved, one reporting abdominal pain, but she's trying to wave off fire, the other reporting no injuries.
Master received, thank you. 351, pull into the parking lot up here.
351, copy.
CCOM, Crystal Lake, engine 341, 351, battalion 3 on the scene. Two-car motor vehicle accident, both upright, we'll be all investigating.
Crystal Lake, 341, 351, battalion 3 all on the scene. Two involved, but all upright, you're out investigating.
Battalion 3 from 341, you can return. Mm-hmm. 351 from 41.
Go ahead.
Is that going to be a transport? Police is asking.
No refusal.
Message received.
Algonquin, sick person, South Main Street and Division Street, 181. And 151, 2, time
1916.
CCOM 181 en route. CCOM engine is available. All hazards removed from the roadway.
Chris, I'll get through it.
CCOM 353.
Go ahead.
CCOM, our cat is Rose. Can you show us available?
Message received.
Algonquin, seizure, North Randall Road and Polaris Drive, 142 and 152, 2, time 2001.
142, then route.
Algonquin, 42, your message received.
152, hold up.
Huntley, Animal Guide, 2830, Hillsborough Lane. 952,
2,
time
2019. CCOM 942.
Go ahead.
Can you attach us a call and show 942 en route to Hillsborough?
CCOM from 152. Go ahead. Go ahead. District, please. You said 142 also en route.
Can you show 152 at Homie Hospital?
Thank you.
CCOM from 942.
Go ahead.
Is Lake of the Hills PD on the way to this location?
Yeah, you have one still making their way there.
That's received.
Algonquin, left fist, American Legion, 1101, West Algonquin Road, 181, 2, time 2031.
I think I'm 181 in route.
Algonquin, 181, that's received.
Crystal Lake, Miscellaneous Investigation, 568, Somerset Bank, Unit 4, 343, 2, time 2036. Algonquin, fall victim, 2595, Harness Drive, Unit 1122, 142. And 151, 2, time 2037.
Chris Lake 345, Chris Lake 353, can you come?
142, then route.
145.
Back 142, your message received. Sir, just told by police that you could disregard they located the source of the leak, no need for fire to respond.
Message received. Full continuations to speak with the police. 353, will turn. In station.
Your message received, thank you.
Huntley, residential fire alarm, 3011, Melbourne Lane, 942, 2, time 2043.
CCOM 942 will be in route.
calling 942, Master.
152 for 142. 151 from 142.
Go ahead.
Scoop, C, collar, and, cop.
Alright, message please.
Down for 942.
Go.
942 on location, two-story residential. Nothing shown from three sides. 942 will be in command and in investigation mode.
942, you're in command and investigation. No, nothing currently showing from all three sides. Not nothing.
You count from 942.
Go on.
Almost set off by baking. 942 will be in source turning.
Calling 942, Mr. Steve.
Hello, Algonquin. Difficulty breathing. 905, Tamarack Drive. 143 and 153. 2, time 2050.
You got measure 143 is on scene, 905, Tamarack.
I'm on 143, Mr. Steve.
Hello, Algonquin. Sick person. 4, Windsor Court. 142 and 152. 2, time 2057.
142 en route.
142.
Hundley, sick person. Cavey Drive and Wood Creek Drive. 953. 2, time 2127.
City Cam, 953 is around from Station 3. Can you also dispatch up most of this apparatus in this call?
Messenger, Steve.
Huntley, sick person. Daisy Drive and Wood Creek Drive. 943. 2. Time 2129.
In reference, please.
Message received.
Please proceed from 953. If you guys will just stage for a second.
Message received. Staging.
943, you can return.
Message received.
CCAT 953.
Go ahead.
93 is going high.
Message.
Crystal Lake. Trouble alarm. PetSmart. 4465. Northwest Highway. 343. Due. Time
2154. City Cam, Crystal Engine 343 is en route 4465 Northwest Highway for the trouble alarm.
Bring your message, D.
City Cam, Crystal Engine 343.
Go ahead.
City Cam, the alarm is attempting to be reset. However, there is a ground fault. Systems will not reset. Disregard this alarm until Monday at 1700 hours.
Okay, thank you.
And that's troubles only.
Gotcha, thank
you. Crystal Lake. Psychiatric evaluation. 1600 North Avenue. Unit 4. 344 and 354. Due. Time 2222.
Crystal Lake 344, Crystal Lake 354, CCAM.
Go ahead for 354.
Alright, FYI, you'll be sneezing Elise's request at this time. Your caller and or patient in the next episode, you may win in your best interest. He at the time being asked at a night out.
CCAM from 354, just to clarify, you're staying into stage?
Yeah, it looks like police are going to want you to stage for this. They're trying to get the gentleman to secure a knife he has on his person. He's having some type of schizophrenic episode.
354 clears. 354 and 344 en route.
354 staging, you're there.
354 copies.
Chris Lake 354, Chris Lake 344, speak up.
Go ahead for 354.
Chris Lake 354 and 344, police advising it's not a medical matter now and you could clear with her, thanks.
She got 344 and 354 available. Thank you.
Motor vehicle hunt. West Alpha Great Boulevard, Battalion 9, 942, and 52, 942-57.
CCOM, Battalion 9's route.
Message received, Battalion 9 route.
CCOM from 952.
952, go ahead.
952 is on scene. We have two vehicle accident, moderate damage. They're probably blocking the roadway. 952 is going to be out investigating while liquid command.
Message received, 952 on scene with a two vehicle accident, minor damage, and with liquid command.
Huntley, headache, 12,596 Loden Street, 12,596 Loden Street, 9:55, 2, time 23:27.
CCOM 955 is route from Station 5.
Message received, 955 and route from Station 5.
CCOM 955 is route to Huntley Hospital.
Message received, 955 and route to Huntley Hospital.